And reset timer. Oh, so how much time has elapsed since the last timer reset? What is the X position of some other sprite out there? You might be asking, you know, I don't know. So you've got a little watchdog sprite, you know, a little dog, and it's waiting for someone to get near a fence. So you can ask, you know, where is the person who I'm supposed to be watching? Is that person, what's the X coordinate of that person? Once it gets past a certain point, you might want the dog to go and chase that person, right? So you can, so that's one of the questions of a Boolean question that you can, no, I guess it's a numerical question. What is the X coordinate? What is the current loudness? You can actually talk into the microphone and use that as input. Is it loud? So that's just a yes or no. Is the loudness high enough? And then these two last ones, I haven't seen this actually done, but the people who develop Sprite Scratch, I mean, also develop a little electronic board that you can attach into your computer that has little buttons and gizmos on it, and you can control that using Scratch. I've not seen it in action, but it sounds kind of cool. Alright, so this is, I think, second to last inventory, and this is kind of the math in Boolean operators. So we've got, you can add two things together, you know, add two numbers and get a new number, right? So you see there, the holes there are ovals. So you put a number in, put another number in, you get a number out. Subtract two numbers, multiply two numbers, divide two numbers, pick a random number from 1 to 10. That's a lot of fun. So you can make your program act differently in different times because it can have a little bit of randomness in it. And so that block, whenever you execute that block, it comes out with a random number. Actually, let's do a little demo of that. It's kind of fun. So we can say when the M key is pressed, what we'll have it do is we'll have it say, there's 2 seconds, what we'll have it say? We'll have it say a number. We'll have it say a random number between 1 and 10. Alright, so now our little cat should just kind of bow. 4. Oh, funny, because it's still M. Maybe the meow sound too. Alright. So this time it did 6. We hit it again. 5. We hit it again. 1. Right? It's just like a little spinner in a game. It's choosing a number between 1 and 10, and I had it just saying what that is out loud. 3. Oh wait, we should get that. The cat's not spinning anymore. In case anybody knows. So it went around 1,000 times and it lived to tell the tale. Alright, so random number then. Notice these are now Boolean operations. You can give it two numbers and out comes a truth value, right? Oval, oval, and the outside shape is a hexagon. And that means, you know, you can ask it, is 2 less than 11? And that's either true or false. So the shape that you can put this in is a Boolean. Equals and greater than are also there. And then there's some Boolean to Boolean operators, like and, or, and not.
Yay!
Our good friends. Then mod, you know what mod does? Anybody know mod? It's kind of a remainder. It's exactly a remainder, yes. Right. So if you say, if you say, like, what is 2 mod, no, what is 10 mod 3, it says, if you take 10 divided by 3, what would be left over? So give us 1. Round, you can give it a fractional number and it'll turn it into the nearest integer. And then there's a bunch of math operators. You can do square root, sine, cosine, arctangent, you know, basically calculator buttons if you have any need for those in your program.
And last but not least, we have variables. I'm going to say more about these later, so I'm sort of tempted not to say much more about them now. What I'd like to do is spend the last couple minutes that we've got trying to put together some kind of interesting script so you have kind of the flavor of what you can do with this. So we can change the appearance, we can change the behavior, we can do all kinds of things. So I'm going to kill this cat with a pair of scissors. That's a bad metaphor. I really feel like, I think it's supposed to be like cut, like, you know, delete, but to me I feel like I'm stabbing the sprite with a pair of scissors. It's just cool. Alright, so, alright, as soon as we get this script up and running, you can go. So let's get some ideas moving quickly.
Counter.
A counter. That sounds fun. But what should it count?
1 to 10.
Count 1 to 10. Just the numbers 1 to 10. How is this? How about we kind of count the number of times you hear the sound? What's that?
All right, so here we go. Alright, so sound. No, it was sensing. It was loudness, right? So whenever. We'll make a loop. It'll start. And it'll start going. Whatever. We'll have. Oh, we don't know how to count. We don't have variables yet. Alright, so here's a variable. So we can make a variable with any name we want. We'll call it the counter. We'll start it off at 0. So we start our counter off at 0. And then what it's going to do forever, whenever, if it hears something loud, then what should it do? It should increase that counter by 1. So it should change counter by 1. And then, I guess for simplicity, there's no actual sprite program. Well, then the counter will go up by 1. All right. So that this should work, more or less. So we started playing. So the program's running now. You can see it's outlined in white, so it's waiting. Oh. Hello. Hello. You see the counter? Whenever I speak loudly, the microphone in my computer is picking that up. And this loop, it's going around the loop, and every time it's loud, this loud variable goes on, it's bumping up the counter by 1. So if I use my inside voice, nothing's happening. But if I use my professor voice, then you see the numbers scoot up like that. Now it's counting a little too fast, so here's what we'll do. We're going to put in a little delay. We'll say, each time it adds one to the count, it should wait a second before it adds any more to the count. So let's reset the counter back to 0. By restarting it. And so now, it seems to be counting a little more often than I expect. It's mostly working, right? See that? So I clap and the number goes up. I broadcast and the number goes up. I'm not going to make it. So you guys have to help me out here. So everybody, I'm not going to say anything. See if you can make a noise loud enough to make the counter go up. All right, everybody together, just be loud. 1, 2, 3. That was anemic. Positively anemic. So you couldn't even count up as a group. Try one more time. 1, 2, 3. All right. You guys are okay. Yeah, I think that's it. It's one of those electronic things for next week.
So Thursday, I guess in principle I could be in my office at 3.
Yeah, you want to swing by my office at 3? Alright. Yeah, so what was your name again?
John.
John.
Hey, Brian, this is Sergio. Do you want to start with the algorithm? You see, the view next week.
That's what I mean.
I don't think I'll be able to finish because I have another one with that recognition. So I'm
supposed to be that.
No, I'm sorry.
All right, thank you.
I would draw better if I could.
Sure, good job.